Last week, critical habitat was designated for the southwestern population of sea otters. This designation was required under the Endangered Species Act because Alaska's southwestern population is considered threatened. Their population declined from 100,000 in the 1970s to less than 40,000 now. In the Aleutians, the population is less than 10,000. A Kodiak fisherman presented some dramatic photographs last week at the Federal Fisheries meeting in Anchorage of what was described as an extreme bycatch of tanner crab made by a trawler in Kodiak Island waters this summer. From KMXT in Kodiak, Jay Barrett has more.
The photographs, presented during the testimony of Alexis Kwachka before the North Pacific Fishery Management Council, show a trawl net overflowing with tanner crab. They were also emailed around the state by the Alaska Marine Conservation Council. AMCC is not revealing who took the pictures or what boat he was a crewman on, but what is clear is that many tanners should not have been in the net.
Tanner crab are a prohibited species bycatch in the Gulf, and so all tanner crab need to be thrown overboard.
That's Teresa Peterson, a Kodiak fisherman and AMCC coordinator. She said the mortality rate for tanners caught in trawl nets is very high.
The question then is, well, how many of these tanner crab live? And there's been ongoing studies, and they estimate the mortality rate in the Gulf for trawl vessels is 80%, and the mortality rate for pot vessels is 20%. But those figures actually, they seem to fluctuate over the years in different studies.
Bob Kruger is president of the Alaska Whitefish Trawlers Association and skipper of the Kodiak fishing boat Mar del Norte. He disputes the authenticity of the AMCC photographs.
We believe that there's a very high probability that those pictures were taken on a survey vessel while they were conducting a trawl survey of the crab stocks. I mean, we really have no definitive idea one way or the other of when and where that happened.
He said the tanner stocks are increasing in the Gulf of Alaska, which couldn't be happening if trawlers are draking up that many of them on a regular basis.
If, in fact, it was a representation of an actual tow where they were targeting bottom fish, it reflects a tow that has no commercial value whatsoever. I mean, if, you know, you had a large tow that had that level of discard, well, you wouldn't end up with a commercially viable tow. I mean, you'd go broke if you had those kind of tows.
Peterson says AMCC is trying to shine the light on the need for greater observer coverage on fishing vessels. Currently, boats under a certain size are only required to have observers one-third of their trips, and only when they're participating in federal waters fisheries. She said there are several proposals before the council.
The first alternative, status quo, and the second alternative would be to close areas to, in considering all ground fish types, trawl, pot, and longline fisheries. And then the third is that in order to fish in these areas, the third alternative is that it would require 100% observer coverage on all the same potential selection of ground fish vessels, the trawl, the pot, and the longline.
Kruger said he'd like to see observers on even more boats than just the ground fish fleet.
We would like to see an increase in observer coverage for all gear types, including the pot and the hook and line sectors, and on vessels, any vessel that was large enough to reasonably accommodate an observer. I mean, vessels, you know, down into the maybe 30-foot range. So we would like to see increased observer coverage on all gear types, all vessel sizes, all fisheries.
Peterson says that beyond increased observer coverage, she would like to see the federal fisheries managers implement some stricter conservation measures for tanner crab, such as what the state did in prohibiting directed pot fishing in inner bays. While both Peterson and Kruger agree tanner stocks are rebuilding, Peterson notes that the directed tanner fishery total allowable catch for 2009 is down 100,000 pounds from 2008. I'm Jay Barrett.